Track 58.
Okay, I think everyone's here apart from Mr. Wong, who'll be joining us on the video link in half an hour. So, perhaps we can start. The purpose of today's meeting is to review the dam project schedule to date, look at why things have slipped, and see what we can do to get things back on track. First, I'd like to take a look at the original schedule on the Gantt chart here to put our current situation into perspective. I think you'll all agree things ran pretty smoothly in year one, and we reached the first milestones, completion of the feasibility study and the geological survey bang on target at the end of August. Unfortunately, we got bogged down in bureaucracy, you know, the usual red tape, at the project approval stage. That set us back 4 months, and we could only begin buying the land in May of year two. Land purchase went pretty much according to plan, despite some delays for legal reasons, but it still took 12 months. We were able to start population resettlement on time, but we had to postpone diverting the river for 6 months, as it had to be done in the summer months when the river was at its lowest, which meant starting June of year three. So, that's how things stand today. We've just completed the two tunnels to divert the river, so that's almost complete, and we're beginning excavations for the dam foundations next week, 1 year behind schedule, which means we won't be able to begin work on the dam wall until at least September of year four. Of course, due to this schedule slippage, we're also facing considerable cost overruns. So, I'd like your suggestions on how we can crash the schedule. Yes, I mean accelerate things, to try to respect the original delivery date at the end of year seven. Any ideas?